am indebted to their efforts, and also, of course, the funding agencies whom we are battering nonstop. And so I'd like to thank you for your attention. It's a good and an important question. We have very few women in our studies, except in the Dr. Tesali's study of reduced sleep quality, that was about half women, and we did not see a sex difference. In the studies of sleep restriction, most of our studies have enrolled a majority of men. And the reason for that is that, as you know, glucose tolerance is influenced by the phase of the menstrual cycle. So when you enroll women in these randomized crossover design, they have to be in the follicular phase at both, in both conditions, which means they have to have regular cycles, which means they have, you know, and so on. And so it becomes very difficult. I always think we should pay women three times as much as men, but our IRB doesn't think so. So the order effect of the first study was, of course, a criticism that came up that we had built a sleep debt and then the subject recovered the sleep. So it was not really comparing normal sleep to sleep restriction, which is why we did the second study, which was a randomized crossover design of short sleep versus long sleep. The leptin findings have not been reproduced even by ourselves under all conditions.